Oh.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to this week's Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Welcome back. We are here in the studio. Been providing you a few updates on what's been going on here at the show most recently. We've got some interesting guests all lined up in the queue, so you're not going to want to miss that. We also are recently announced the launch of the Innovators Community, so go check that out over at theinnovators.community. You can find out more about it, get you an opportunity to kind of plug in with all the innovators that are listeners and followers of the show and of the podcast. As you know, we're in season 13 now, been around doing this for a little bit of time, so hop on over there, get a chance to be part of the community and share your own expertise, but also find people that you can plug into. So with today's guest, this is kind of going back to my hometown. I grew up in Chicago, as many of you know. My original major was architecture, got smart, switched to engineering, computer science. Grew up in Chicago and have always been a hometown boy. Yes, I am a White Sox fan. Some of you who've met me out in public know that I always have my White Sox hat on. Don't have it on here in the studio today. But today we have a special guest from Chicago, from an organization that I hope many of you have heard about. If not, you're going to hear about it today. And this is an organization and what they do to not only entertain, but also help unlock that personal creativity that we all have. So let me bring in Kelly Leonard. Kelly is the executive director of at Second City. Now, for those of you who don't know what Second City is, I think of Second City, and Kelly's going to correct me with everything that's been going on with Second City here most recently. It's really the improv group that we have seen many of the most famous entertainers out there come through, including, you know, John Belushi and others. And it really is an amazing experience to go to a Second City event and a live performance and watch what's going on. So, Kelly, thanks for taking the time out of your calendar to join us here on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So let's give a little bit of context. I'm not sure all the listeners, particularly given that we have a fairly large international audience, about what is Second City?
So the Second City opened its doors in 1959, and we were not only the first off-loop theater, so like what off-Broadway is in New York, but we created this new art form which used improvisation to create sketch comedy. And we were immediately successful. So some of those early casts include people like Mike Nichols, Elaine May, Alan Arkin, Joan Rivers, Robert Klein, Fred Willard. So it really started like huge. And then that kept going. So other alums like Bill Murray, and you mentioned John Belushi and Gilda Radner and John Candy. And then most recently, people like Tina Fey, Stephen Colbert, Steve Carell, Key Michael Key. So we're most known for being a home for improv-based sketch comedy and producing huge stars for decade after decade. But two other things have been going on that whole time. One, we've had a school. We teach people improvisation, and not just to get them on Saturday Night Live. A lot of people use these skills at home and in their jobs. And then we also have a corporate division called Second City Works, and this is probably our biggest division. And we get brought into, we do about 400 engagements a year. This year we're trending more like 450 engagements with Fortune 1000 companies to unlock creativity and innovation inside teams, to use comedy as a communication skill. There's a whole suite of skills that improvisation teaches someone that is becoming increasingly relevant, which is surprising given the fact we're an almost 60-year-old institution.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, in fact, I went back. There was a blog post that I wrote, oh, it's going to be 5 years old, I'm guessing, talking about the role of improv in unlocking your own personal creativity. So is that what Second City Works does, is trying to help people kind of find that I don't know what you want to call it, that internal spark, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, we work with individuals and teams, you know, across a variety of platforms. But, you know, the thing is, this is all just human being stuff. It is, we put up these, you know, sort of constructs like business and wellness and personal life. And all of it is just human beings working with other human beings. And what the founders of Second City discovered quite keenly is that human beings are not naturally good at working with other human beings. So well before, you know, behavioral economics showed us that people behave irrationally, these guys kind of knew it. And so improv skills are all about getting people to focus and listen, giving people kind of like human being nudges that allow them to be more collaborative, more creative, more aware of what's going on in a room. And this is stuff that we've honed not just on stage or in the classroom, but because we've been working with corporate audiences for decades now, we've really fine-tuned the application as it can be used in business.
And so in this case, one of the skills I see in improv that is very much lacking in the business world is what some refer to as active listening, right?
Yeah.
Versus the passive listening. You're thinking about your answer without really thinking about or listening to what the actual other person is actually saying. Does that play into it then?
Oh, completely. So we wildly overestimate our ability to perceive what's going on in a room. We think we're catching everything. And what we know, and science shows us this over and over and over again, that people need practice in listening and in focus. And if they don't have that, they're missing a lot. So I'll give you an example. One of the exercises that we bring into a business is we'll get two people paired up to have a conversation, and there's a rule. And the rule is that each person needs to start their sentence as part of their conversation with the last word the other person said. And what this does is really force people to listen to the end of sentences. And you discover a couple things right away. You discover that it's hard. You discover that people are not used to this and it's uncomfortable, that they have to maybe take a moment to think before they respond. And then as we unpack the exercise, when the first time that we do it, we say, yeah, well, this is the problem is you're usually stopping to listen about halfway through in order to think of the thing that you want to say. And when we're improvising on a stage, making something of this, you can't afford to listen to the end of someone. There might be crucial information coming at you. It is no different in life, and it is no different in business. And this exercise really brings that to home for our participants.
Yeah, I think it is one of those things, right? Because you know, we all think we're good listeners, right? But in reality, when you all of a sudden are realizing that you've daydreamed off on something and really not have even caught what the person said, we kind of get reminded of it all the time. It's a lot harder than people think.
It is, and it's even worse now because of our addiction to digital devices. I mean, you know, now that we've got these phones that are like hip flasks in our pocket. I was talking to Adam Alter, who's a psych professor at NYU. He just wrote this great book called Irresistible. And his research shows that simply having a phone on a desk, even if it's upside down, not facing up, limits our ability to communicate. And he also, it's a great exercise. He goes, all right, right now, if your feet are on the ground, can you reach your phone? So I ask everyone who's listening to this, do that. Are your feet on the ground? Can you reach your phone? I will bet you 95% of the people listening to this right now can reach their phone. That's not healthy.
So, you know, part of the problem, I think, is also a little of this digital addiction problem, right? Of, you know, we get that endorphin hit every time we get a Facebook like or an inbound email or something.
Yep.
And we get to this interruption-driven kind of society. But there's also this bunch of research that's out there around this whole issue of interruptions impacting that creativity side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, we're going to take
absolutely. So the neuroscience is very clear on this. Instant messaging.
Yeah, and, you know, instant messaging is a perfect example, right, of the, you know, that need to feel like you got to respond. If someone sends you a message, you feel like, well, they're sitting there. It's like having a two-way conversation on the phone, right?
Right. It's incredibly limiting to actual productive communication. So, you know, one of the things about improvisation is it forces you to get away from your phone and forces you to interact with other human beings. And one of the reasons that people come out, you know, so positive after an improvised experience is because actually that point of actual communication, having someone actually listen to you, releases a really great feeling in the brain and allows you to collaborate more successfully down the line.
So we're going to continue this conversation with Kelly Leonard. We're going to take this quick, short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up our conversation around Kelly, his work at Second City, improvisation, and the role and impact that it can have on your creativity and innovation. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network, and you can get all the show notes over at killerinnovations.com. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. Before we get started, we need to jump in and give a quick shout-out to one of our sponsors. In this case, today, Zoom is sponsoring this segment of the show. Zoom has been a longtime sponsor here of Killer Innovations. They provide the video collaboration technologies that we use with our guests, but it's also something we use with our own teams. And in my day job as a CEO, and I have teams scattered out all over the world, being able to keep that team together, working better together, no matter where they're at. I've used Zoom for my work in Rwanda, Africa, when I was in Sydney recently, New Zealand, Auckland, New Zealand, my regular trips to Beijing or Tokyo. Works everywhere in the world, works great. It's the best tool out there for staying connected. So check it out, killerinnovations.com/Zoom. You can get a free account, and that account will allow you to collaborate with up to 50. That's right, 50 participants. So you can run a webinar, you can bring them all together. You can bring your family together, maybe a better option than family reunions, which I just experienced, which is a whole different story. So check it out, killerinnovations.com/Zoom, and get your free account. Thanks. So, Kelly, let's pick up our conversation. We were talking about Second City Works and what you do with the corporate world with regards to that training, but how does this play into your work that you're doing over at the University of Chicago Booth School with regards to the behavioral science around improv? Is that tied in? Is this kind of the insight that you're getting from the works kind of leading that to really kind of digging into why it works?
Exactly. So this is a really cool story. You guys might have heard about 2 years ago, the Second City office complex caught on fire. And it was a really bad fire. They saved the theaters, but most of our offices were completely destroyed. And at this point, this is when I was switching over from running all of Second City and all our theaters to doing more of the work in the corporate sector and innovating new stuff. So I'm like stuck in this terrible temporary office with like six other people. And we have this theory in our work that a lot of creativity comes out of discomfort. So a lot of improvisation is really making you comfortable being uncomfortable. And I was very uncomfortable at this point and looking for a new project. And I have been reading books on negotiation skill. And a lot of them mention the importance of improvisation when you're negotiating, but none of them went deeper. So I did a Google search for academics in Chicago teaching negotiation. Found a bunch, took a bunch of meetings, one of which was at the University of Chicago with a fellow named Eugene Caruso. He invited his wife, Heather, who runs the Center for Decision Research at Chicago Booth. She's a behavioral scientist. And as I'm giving my rap on improv, right, I'm talking about all the power of improv, they're smiling back at me. And Heather says to me, Kelly, we have decades and decades of research that show that people make bad choices for themselves just on everyday decisions. You have a practice and an art form that allows people to make different and better choices. Those two things have never been put together. So that's what we did. We ended up collaborating with the Center at Chicago Booth, one of the most prestigious business schools in the world. And we're studying behavioral science through the lens of improvisation. So we're basically now getting data and putting existing research to the kinds of robust executive workshops that we lead. But also we're doing this in the classroom. We are doing research projects with like 200 students to test out things like, does creativity come from discomfort? And so far, that's proven true.
So what are some of the experiments? Are you doing experimental work in this area, collecting up other research studies and trying to find the correlation? What are the insights that you've come up with from some of the engagement you've had there at U of C?
Well, sure. So, one of them was a classroom experiment where we took 200 students and we taught them all the same give and take photo exercise. So it was really a silent exercise that was you were instructed to be able to silently take focus from someone and give it back. Half the group was just given that instruction. The other half were told that if it feels uncomfortable, that means it's working. And when we got the results back from this experiment, we realized that the people who were told that if it's uncomfortable, it's working, held focus longer and were more successful at giving focus, like dramatically better.
Wow.
And now we're going to run another 200 people through that experiment. So that's an example of the kind of insights that we're getting inside the classroom. Now, on the other hand, what we're also doing is taking existing behavioral science. So we talked about earlier the idea of perceiving other people and what their thinking is going on in a room. There's a piece of science called self-verification theory, which was new to us. I didn't know about it. And really what this science says is that most people don't necessarily want to be seen as their best selves, their most attractive, their smartest, which is kind of what I thought. No, most people want to be seen as they see themselves. So, for an example, if I'm clumsy, it's important that you see me as clumsy, so you don't throw me a ball. But I'm not, like, saying this to you, right? It's a sort of an unconscious thing. So what we've done is that's an interesting a twist on something that we kind of knew a little bit, but there's a nuance here. So then we take our improv exercises and tailor it to that understanding. So when we're teaching executives, you're not just getting taught improv stuff to make you more agile, you're also getting the science behind it and you're experiencing it. So that's creating this really, really robust learning that's got smart knowledge and doing. And then you have to share it. And this is the way we learn best. When we learn something, we do it and we share it. That's how we learn most deeply.
It's interesting because in the case of you telling half the students that if they're uncomfortable that it's working, it's almost like this permission thing, right? You have permission to be uncomfortable versus if I'm uncomfortable, that means something's wrong. So therefore I need to do something to no longer be uncomfortable.
Exactly. Yeah, you nailed it. And this is important because I was just saying to a colleague this morning that I host a podcast myself and I interview all these people who write business books and all these academics. And the same thing comes up over and over and over again, which is we are our worst enemy. Our being afraid of not looking good, ourselves not giving ourselves permission to take chances, all of that stuff is what gets in the way of innovation. So if you can break down the fear, you have done a lot of the work already, but then there's more. And this idea of giving yourself permission to feel awkward and uncomfortable, to recognize that you're going to fail the bulk of the time, not just like some of the time. Most of us are failing all the time. I always use this analogy, right? If it's a baseball context, right? If you are a 300 hitter, you are doing great, and you're failing 70% of the time.
Exactly. It's... It's what we tell in the innovation game in Silicon Valley that, you are top of your class if you get 1 out of 10, your innovations into the marketplace. You're beating everybody else in the marketplace by a significant percentage. So we're going to step away. We're going to take another quick commercial break. When we come back, We're going to pick up our conversation here with Kelly Leonard from Second City, learn more about what that role of improv is. And I've asked Kelly to kind of prepare for that last segment where he's going to share a couple of things that you can actually apply today in your day-to-day work in improving your own ability to be more creative, more confident, and more willing to take risks. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Before we jump back into the show, I need to do a quick shout-out to one of our new sponsors, which is HP. Now, some of you may be thinking, hold on, Phil, you were the CTO at HP. Isn't this baseball with the old company? And I'm like, yes, I was the CTO at HP. I retired in 2011. But the partnership with HP is more than just about a normal sponsorship. It's about their support for the role that we're doing with Hacking Autism. Now, I started Hacking Autism when I was actually at HP. It was a corporate program, and then they encouraged me actually to take it outside and take it with me. And Hacking Autism is a program whereby we work on technologies for those on the autism spectrum, but we also look at employment opportunities. Those that have an autism diagnosis have an 81% unemployment rate. And I'm a big believer that you actually, when you're hiring process, you should look for neurodiversity. People have look at opportunities and look at problems differently than you and the rest of your organization do. And so therefore, it actually creates a real spark to your innovation and creativity opportunities within your organization. So HP is sponsoring, and the money that they fund for that sponsorship actually frees up the dollars that we can apply to the nonprofit activities. So that is the motivator. But at the same time, HP does do great products. We're using, for instance, the new Z2 workstations to run the show. We have a new HP Slice here that we're actually running all of the Zoom collaboration on. And I am the proud owner of an EliteBook 360 laptop. Love it. So go check it out, killerinnovations.com/HP. You can see all the technologies that we are using now here in the studio from HP, and you can also see about opportunities to get some good deals. So again, killerinnovations.com/HP. And with that, let's continue on in our conversation with Kelly Leonard, Executive Director over at Second City. Now, Kelly, as we were talking earlier, you've got Second City Works. You work with a lot of clients. I do work a lot of clients, do a lot of coaching and mentoring, and I run this thing called an Innovation Bootcamp course. But it's always fun when you engage with these clients because you always get a little different insights, a little different set of stories. So share some of the stories from Second City Works and some of the interesting clients that you guys have been able to take what you do at Second City and apply it to the business world.
Sure. Well, we're both baseball fans. You know, you're a White Sox fan. I'm a Cubs fan. We're not going to get into that. But a couple of decades ago, we got a call from Major League Baseball. And they have a program that they'd run for years with high potential rookies. And what was happening is they bring in psychologists to kind of talk to the rookies and put them through some sessions. And at this point, the rookies were not responding. They were not relating. There was a lot of, you know, multiculturalism at work here. And they just weren't responding to these sort of like 50-year-old white guys in suits. And they said, you guys do some of this kind of work. And so we came in to work with all these high potential rookies on things like, how do you have a conversation with the press? How do you deal with relatives who want money? You know, what are ways you can use improvisation to kind of pivot and be a better teammate? And we've done this now for decades.
So,
and it's great fun. You also get to work with these guys who then become superstars.
So it's interesting because you don't think about it being applied. You know, you think about it from the standpoint of innovation and creativity and having it applied along those lines. You don't think about it being applied to, like, you know, dealing with family members who are asking you for money.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this is the problem, right? I mean, this is, we talked earlier about discomfort, right? That's an uncomfortable conversation.
Very
that
uncomfortable.
You can immediately relate to.
Yeah, very uncomfortable.
So, you know, what you want to do is give these individuals, and this is what we do in our work, a sense of agency, that they have some power in the situation, but that it's not, sometimes it's not just a no, sometimes it's a workaround, and you know, you've got to have, like, the skill and ability to hear what's really being asked of you. Because here's the other thing, that people don't always, like, come on straight away and say, hey, can you give me money? You know, they're going to find ways of talking around that. But you need to have the skills to be able to deflect that. So it's not, you know, second city, most of our work is very pro-social, very positive, but also some of it is about getting out of these really sort of corners that we get backed into. When you're in a bad improv scene, right, the thing you need to do is to find a way to get out of it. And believe me, we've been through a lot of bad improv scenes.
Well, that's a good point. It's a good way to, I guess, position it, right? Is how do you get out of it? So what are some other examples of where improv work gets applied
sure.
into the corporate world, business world?
So here's a bad improv scene that we were a part of. We got a call in the box office from a concierge at the Four Seasons saying that a celebrity guest who wanted to come to the show, and the person who took the phone call didn't, like, follow protocol, put them in, you know, the sort of side theater. And had we known that the opera diva Renee Fleming was coming to the show, we would not have put her in the production that was illegally sampling her voice. So Renee sits through an entire show where we're illegally using her material. But who knew? This opera diva is a bit of an improviser herself. And we met the next day, and she said, this actually sparked an idea because part of my job, and she was a consultant at Lyric Opera here in Chicago, part of her job was to find younger audiences and find new collaborations. And so we embarked on this, like, multi-year relationship with Lyric Opera where, yes, we created a theatrical production together, which was totally cool. But what we also did was we started working, training young opera performers. We created videos for Lyric Opera to then reach out to find new audiences. So we really became embedded with them culturally, because we needed to create this show together, but also as a business, sort of saying, look, I mean, you are an old business that's very different from ours, but you need the same things that we bring in, which is ways to reach and communicate with new audiences, ways to co-create with those audiences. So this has been a fantastic relationship that's developed over years that all started with, like, a bad mistake.
Well, that's the funny part, right? So here it was. Somebody in your box office mishandles the inbound from the concierge, and it turns into this unbelievable long-term collaboration. Quite funny. So in general, can you summarize just some of the findings, the common couple that you see with corporations that you run into? It sounds like the comfort thing is a common theme for what you come across, which holds people back.
Yeah. So, you know, A, people aren't listening, so we find that out. Also, people are prone to say no all the time, so we have to kind of teach them to not do that. We find that people are risk adverse, and that becomes kind of a top-down thing, right? Because a lot of people talk about wanting their employees to risk, but then if their bosses aren't supporting that or giving them language that encourages them to do that, so it works both ways. And that, right. This is the other thing about the communication we find, which is that People always think it's a one-way street, and it's never a one-way street. Someone is not listening, and someone is not being clear in their communication. So I often say this, like, if the only thing we did at Second City is teach you to communicate 2% better, we will have changed the world.
It is so much the case, right?
Yeah.
Because you have to take responsibility that the person understands what you say. You just can't put it all on their shoulders to say they didn't listen either, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing about being others focused. If you come from a place where your job is not to think of yourself, but think of the other person, you're going to be way better off. And while we say that, everything in ourselves, and the science shows us this, is built around thinking of ourselves. Our brains are wired to be concerned with our own well-being. I just spoke to a neuroscientist who said, we've been running from lions and tigers a lot longer than we've been running to get to the bus. So if you understand that the way you're wired is to normally sort of just think about yourself, but instead you fight that, and you figure out a way, a technique, a practice, that's what we bring in, these practices, to get you to focus on the person in front of you and the other people in the room, your success ratio is going to go up, way up.
Perfect. So we're going to take another quick commercial break here. When we come back, I've asked Kelly to come back with a couple of things that you as a listener can apply from improv to improve your success, your willingness to take risk, your ability to use improv. So don't go anywhere. You're going to want to listen in as we rejoin Kelly after this commercial break. And he gives us a few tips that we can apply right away to our day-to-day lives, listening being the one that I have to do a better job at. So don't go anywhere. Check out the show notes over at killerinnovations.com. You can get all your links. We'll have all the links to Kelly and his work. But you're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy. pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We're continuing our conversation here with Kelly Leonard from Second City. So, Kelly, before we went to the break, I challenged you to come back with a couple of words of advice, sage perspective from what you've learned. So, have at it. What can we apply as listeners today from the work that you've been doing at Second City?
So I got two for you. So the first is this idea of yes and. So in improvisation, what we've learned is the one way that you can absolutely not innovate is by saying no. So when you have a brainstorming meeting, your next meeting that you've got, the rule that you give everyone is that they can't, for the first, like, let's say 10 minutes, for the first 10 minutes, everyone has to say yes and to every idea in the room, which means they have to acknowledge that they've heard the idea, here's the yes, and they need to build on that idea, even if that idea seems crazy. Because I will tell you, in my nearly 30 years at Second City, and I've seen all the great comedy that's come on our stage, the absolute best material seemed insane when it first came up. And I will bet you that is true for most innovators in business as well. So that's the first one. I'm going to give you a second one. We talked about the listening and collaboration and all that. Here's a thing that you can do both at work and at home. So this is a parenting tip and a work tip. Is if you're having trouble communicating, you should play a game around a table called One Word Story. What you're doing is you're telling a story as a group, one word at a time. And what's great about this is it forces people to not try to run the conversation themselves. If they can only contribute one word, they have to listen to the word before, listen to the word after. They have to be additive. This drove my daughter nuts because she wanted to say hippopotamus, or she had some idea in her mind of a word she wanted to say, and she had to say the or an. And sometimes your job is just to say the or an.
Oh, well, I can use this with my grandkids. This will be total. Oh, yeah. This will be total torture for them. That is indeed. Actually that is that's that is. I've already come up with five ways to apply that just in the work world, just to make sure you listen.
Yep. And you share the conversation.
And you share the conversation and you build the story. Whether you could use it as, you know, I get called in a lot of time to do mission statements. You know,
right.
How do you know? So, you know, you can almost do the old ad libs. You know, we are the best
right.
at underline, put an adjective in, da, da, da,
yeah.
You know, versus doing, actually, this could be an interesting use of an exercise here that I haven't tried before. I got my value out of this already.
Yep.
I know how I'm going to do my next session on helping someone create a mission statement using using this approach. Hey, Kelly, if people want to follow what you and Second City and Second City Works are up to, where can they find information on you?
So there's a bunch of places. Obviously, our website, secondcity.com. I'm on Twitter at KL Second City. You can find us on LinkedIn. You know, we're on all the different social media. Definitely check it out, because as these insights start to arise from our partnership with Chicago Booth, a lot of client cases, and there's so much interesting work we're doing, like in the healthcare space, we work with tech, that, you know, at worst, you're going to be entertained.
Well, and also, I would encourage you that if you have a chance and you want to go see a Second City production, take the time, go see it. You will you will absolutely have a blast. Hey, talk a little bit. We got another minute or two here. Talk real quick about your book, which is Yes And, Lessons from the Second City. You came out in 2015, but boy, it's been getting a lot of press.
Oh, yeah. No, and it's still going. They're keeping it in hardcover. This is a thing I learned. If a business book is successful, they don't put it in paperback right away. It's a great. It's our first time we've ever sort of put this stuff down on paper, and we tell a lot of the stories like I've told today, but also we have an appendix of a list of games that you can actually take into your business. Also, I just yesterday got a copy of our Chinese edition that just came out. It's very interesting. The first translation, which are not cultures you think of as very unhierarchical, right? Not a lot of yes and going on over there, but there appears to be an interest in the younger community in that.
It's perfect. So, hey, Kelly, appreciate the time and on your busy schedule, and love your work, and we'll keep track and maybe come back in about when it's appropriate. Give us a quick update on what you're doing in Second City.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. So let's wrap up this show today. We are getting ready to head out on the road. We're going to be traveling here for another couple of weeks or so. As you know, if you've been following to the go back and listen to the show on Orphan Innovations with my grandson, who's been recently diagnosed with West Syndrome, which is an orphan diagnosis. And I've had to learn about the orphan drug situation. So you can go back, listen to that show. Many of you have sent us emails on that. I greatly appreciate the support and the encouragement and ideas and links to other articles. So we actually will be in Florida. I will be doing a show from Florida. So don't worry. All the shows will be continuing from there. And we also just recently announced the Innovators Community, so you can go to theinnovators.community. It's a Slack community with online video collaboration that allows you to connect with the community of innovators that are part of the network here. So you can connect with, for instance, John Osborne, who most recently was the Chief Innovation Officer at Kroger Foods, and Seth Taylor at Stotion up in Salt Lake City, and Woody Woodruff, myself, Mark Vericcioni, Kim McNicholas, who's been on the show many, many times. So you can connect not only with us, but everybody else that's part of the community. It's a way to bring innovators together. Because look, we are a little bit of a weird community. We kind of get looked at maybe a little strangely within our organizations. So this is an opportunity for all of us to come together, support each other, share our advice and share our expertise, but also ask for advice and ask for expertise. So check it out, theinnovators.community. You can get all the information over there and join in. I am engaged on that every day, if not every hour. So it's a great opportunity, and it is the way for us to connect. So with that, we're going to wrap up today's show, and check out all of the archive back to 2005. I'd also encourage you to go check out Kim McNicholas's show. It's now available pretty broadly. We've been ramping up its reach. She broadcasts over her radio shows over on KDOW in Silicon Valley. You don't want to miss it. Some great content on Kim's show, so find it over wherever you find your favorite podcast. And with that, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule. I know it takes a few minutes to listen to this. Appreciate it. Give us your feedback. Bill at CloneInnovations.com. With that, we're going to talk to you next week. And don't let the innovation enterprise get you down.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.